Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. We want to thank you for tuning in, all my listeners from north to south and east to west, and everyone all around the world in the 37 countries around the world. I appreciate you. But before we get on our guest, Barbara, I want to say hello to my co-host, Chris. Chris, how are you doing this week?
Hello, Terry. I'm doing good. Despite it being rainy and cold in Ohio, I'm doing fabulous.
Oh, dang, darling, because it's hot and warm, and I ain't complaining. I hope it stayed this way. But, you know, they say that children are our future, and they are, because tonight Barbara Lewis-Pierce, she's going to share some exciting news about the young kids that she's dealing with who are doing creative writing, and some are artists. You know, Ms. Pierce also hosts a summer arts camp and has a fundamental role in the Children's Literacy and Art Initiative, also being the CEO and founder at Unique Euphony Publishing and Art Gallery. She will, in 2024, convert all of her current books to only publishing children books. So it's time to get your legacy in books formed from this dynamic publishing company, because if you don't, you better start writing children books. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Barbara. How you doing, darling?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. I'm here with a bunch of little girls right now, getting ready for rehearsal so we can get ready to go on tour.
Okay, so where y'all going?
So the first place we're going to Tuskegee next weekend, but the first place that we'll be going is Tuskegee again. Then we'll be going to South Carolina, Fort Worth, Texas, Seattle, Washington, just all over the place.
Wow. You know, that one trip y'all taking to Seattle, Washington is going to be really nice for them, because for some people who have never seen mountains in real life, it's very beautiful out there. It's so picturesque, and it's going to be a nice change to see something that's not local to the area.
That's right. That's right. And that's what the excitement is that they learn different cultures, because we think that we have to go abroad to learn different cultures. But right here in the United States, the cultures are very different between the South, the North, the West. They are very, very different. I realized that when I moved from New Jersey up north to here in the South, Georgia, when I first came to Georgia, I was like, oh, my God, you know, I already thought this was in books and stuff. This is real what's going on, you know. So we don't have to go always overseas or, you know, out of the country to see different cultures. They are right here in the United States.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, because when I was living in Baltimore, when I moved to California for 13 years and then I moved and lived in Arizona, it's different, you know, deserts and, you know, mountain trails. I say, dang, that's never been one of my things. I ain't trying to do no hiking and run up into a bobtail or something, or cougar. So I said, y'all can have that hiking up in the mountains, you know. Nope,
that's
I ain't
right.
doing it. If I can't be in my car and run something down, I'm not walking up into no mountain.
Well, the interesting thing about
that,
that's right. The interesting thing about the traveling part is that our kids that are writing, that are in creative writing, they're going to have to write about everything that we're going to do, all these different places that we are going to. That is going to be one of their assignments, is actually write about their experiences that they're having. So I'm so excited about when we get back to Georgia and we're going to actually publish it in our arts magazine, and some of the kids will be writing books, children books, on those trips about what they're doing. So this is going to be an excitement, and we are so excited about it, because the kids, their writing is telling their stories, and they're getting a chance to vent, you know, and this is a way that it builds their self-esteem. And when they build their self-esteem, bullying is not so much a big deal to them, because they know who they are. Usually kids that are being bullied are kids that don't know who they really are. And so that's what we are trying to show them, is that their lives are valued, and whatever they do, don't let anybody bring you down, no matter what they do or what they say to you.
Amen.
You stay strong.
Amen. Yeah. You're right about that. You know, Barbara, Chris got a question he want to ask you.
Okay. Yes, Barbara. My first question for you is, I understand that you have your empowerment and art camp coming up in the summer. So what is the best part about the camp that people should know about? Well, the best thing about it is building leadership. That's what we do here. We build leadership through the arts. Mm-hmm. because kids love the arts. They love dancing. They love spoken word or rap, some of us call. They love to sing. You know, they love to write. So this is the way that we use all this as tools to help them build their self-esteem. So the best part of that is building leaders. That's what we're doing. We're mentoring the new leaders, the new generation.
Well, I have a question as well. You know, when y'all start this trip, are y'all connecting as well with the Boys and Girls Clubs in the different towns? Because it might be something where y'all could network and do things on a bigger scale. Like you can have the home base in Georgia and they could have, you know, subsidiary locations, you know, but y'all tied together.
Okay. So Georgia, Columbus, Georgia is the headquarters. It is the national headquarters already. But, no, we don't really hook up with girls and boys clubs. What we do is we hook up with girls. Only girls is what we're doing this year. We have had conversations with the executive committee about how we're going to bring the young men in next year. And because in order to do that, we have to have young men, you know. We have to have the young mentors. That's what's hard to get is the men to mentor. So next year, the pastors are going to be hooking up with other pastors, young pastors from churches to be mentors to boys. We have not decided on what we're going to call them. Like we call the girls GRIP, Girls Rocking in Power. We have to come up with something for the boys. So next year we're going to try to add. Now, you know, I've been doing in my last 7 years with the camp, we've been doing boys and girls. This is the first year that we just went on girls and concentrate on girls. One thing about traveling, I like traveling with one sex because it could be very complicated traveling around with the boys and girls when you don't have men to mentor the guys and chastise the guys. I know that. Because we had problems right here in the church doing the guys and girls together. A lot of the guys come and they're not interested in what we're doing. They're coming because of the girls and the same thing, the girls coming for the guys, and they're not really interested in what we're doing. They're only interested in the fact that there are two sexes that are in the same building. So we did have some problems with that last year, so we decided that we were going to do something different and then try to get the guys to come back in once we have men that are willing to be mentors.
Okay. You know, because I was thinking, if y'all do decide to get some young men, y'all can call them young kings, you know, and abbreviate the Y and the kings, you know, to say what you want to say.
Right. So we used to have boys to men, and somebody had the bright idea that they was going to take that name from us, so they did. So we incorporated our GRIPs is incorporated, so we don't worry about that. But we didn't incorporate the boys to men. So somebody now in Columbus is doing a boys to men, and it's okay with me. As long as somebody's doing something to encourage and mentor our children, I don't really call it stealing or anything. I just said that they could have came up with another name. So, we're going to think about that, and every time we do something now, we're going to incorporate it, so therefore it's ours. And you know, and so if anybody wants to get the style or the mission statement or anything else, that's fine. That's good because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get these kids off the streets. We got more kids that are committing suicide and hurting other people and damaging other people and fighting. And, you know, it's just so much that going on that we have to do something. And I don't really care what they call it or whatever. Let's just do what we have to do.
Yeah, especially now with the outbreak of a lot of people being shot for pulling up into the wrong driveway or somebody trying to retrieve a basketball. This is like, I'm just sick of hearing about somebody dying at a party. You know, it's just ridiculous.
A friend of mine that's right here in town went to visit a parks and recreation facility, and as she was coming up, it was a group of guys that was outside trying to stop her in a car, like threaten her. You know, she saw a female by herself driving in a car coming through the little neighborhood, and they tried to. A week later, her 16-year-old grandson got shot and was hospitalized and almost died. 2 weeks later, his brother got shot and killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff that is going on, not only in Columbus, but in other large cities around us. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. These young people are killing each other. They're killing themselves. I just read about something the other day where these girls are cutting themselves on the arm. And, you know, it's just crazy what's going on. These kids have no business being that depressed. And we have to be the ones to mentor to tell them that, you know, you don't understand. You're from kings and queens. You have no business harming yourself.
Yeah, and that's sad because, you know, when I grew up, being a child was fun. You know, your parents would have you do stuff on the weekend, take you on trips, waiting for the ice cream truck to come down the street, you know, playing double dutch, you know, and jacks and marbles. But now these little small things that found so much fun to me growing up, it's like they don't even want to do that. You know, games have been replaced with the video games. You know, the times has changed. I get it. But, you know, it's a shame when you can't get the kids off the video games and you can't keep them out in the street playing in front of your house and feeling safe. So it's just like, what are we going to do? We got to stop this nonsense.
And that's one of the things that we do when the kids come to camp. They have to put their phones down. We collect their phones at the door.
There's no electronics.
Yeah, we give it back to them at lunchtime, and then they can get it when they get ready to go home. But they cannot have phones and electronics during the camp, and that's from 8 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock, no electronics. So that's one of the things that we have to make sure that we keep our kids not so indulged in that stuff, because some of that stuff is not good. I saw some of the games that these kids were playing, and I was like, oh, my God, no way my daughter would have been able to play those games.
I know. There's a lot of kids who want games that would make them think killing is normal.
Exactly. And even I used to go in my daughter's room sometimes, and one time I went in there, she's supposed to be asleep. She was watching a Jerry Springer show. I said, you got to be kidding. You better cut that TV off, or you're going to lose your TV.
You know how Jerry Springer was.
That was valid then.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first, Brian, ask your question, baby.
All right, well, before I want to ask my question, I just want to give my two cents. You know, I grew up in that era of Jerry Springer, and I think things are a lot worse than Jerry Springer nowadays, I have to say.
Yeah, but that was not good then at that time. She was only like 12 or 13 years old. So at that time, it wasn't good.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
So, but, you know, so we need to start watching and going to and see what our children are watching on television. And sometimes check their rooms out. See what's going on in their rooms. There may be some things in there that you need to know. You know, these kids are cutting their arms and stuff. There's something that's causing that. It has to be a behavior that is not regular with those kids every day. So you got to ask your kids questions. What did you do in school today? What do you want to do this weekend? We don't talk to our kids anymore. You know, because they are always into their games and stuff. And so we don't say anything. We just let that happen because they're quiet. They're out of our way, you know. But we got to get back to it. And so I really enjoy, really fully enjoy what I do. I love the ministry of working with these kids. I just love it. That's what makes me just want to get up every morning and do something.
Good for that.
Okay.
Well, Chris, go ahead back to your question, darling.
Okay, yeah, my question is, you know, as a writer, Barbara, and, you know, speaking from a kid's point of view, you know, a group of people is banning all these books, and, you know, a lot of these books, well, maybe not all, but some of them, are books that kids can read and have read. So what's your view on that, about all these banned books?
I'm going to say it again. You said there's some books that kids what now?
Kids are reading some of these books that a certain group of people are banning. They're banning books.
That's a good question because I noticed they were banning books that we have been reading for years and years and years, and so I'm not really sure because it seems like a lot of it has to do with racism or something to the effect, like some of the books that I was reading, like Dr. Seuss books and stuff that are coming up, now they're saying it's not appropriate. I don't understand. Some of the things I just don't understand why they're banning the books.
Well, you're right about that because I ain't never seen nothing wrong with green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
Me either. I mean.
Me either.
I love Dr. Seuss.
I just don't see it. I don't know. I guess because us as a people, and I'm saying black people, just have to stop being the victim of everything. Because of that, a lot of things that are being eliminated are things that our kids may help our kids. You know, it may help them to realize what had happened in history is something that it becomes repeatedly. If we don't know what was going on, then we don't know if we're repeating it or not. You know, so we have to know what's going on. History is very important. And I don't see anything wrong with some of those books being banned.
You know, some of the problems, Barbara, is that the books in the school system is not accurately telling the history. They want to act like slavery didn't happen. They want to act like all these things didn't happen and everything was euphoric growing up. But the exclusion of the true history is the problem. And because, you know, everything has been accepted verbatim, you know, a lot of people are in an uproar because they don't want to change the books to include everyone and to make it officially, you know, correct. So a lot of the problems is that, you know, some people, they don't want the truth out there.
Right.
And they're fighting everybody who's trying to be inclusive.
But, you know, but still they're putting books out there that some of us need to realize that our kids don't need to be looking at. Let me tell you, for instance, down in Savannah, I got a call telling me about some books that was in the library that was inappropriate. And when they sent me pictures of the what these kids are watching in these books sexually, I could not believe it. I was like, oh, my God, they want to pull Green Eggs and Ham, but they're not going to pull this book where these this young man is on the floor and this young girl, you know, it was just crazy.
What?
And I was like, oh, my God. So I called the superintendent of schools. This is down in Savannah now. I called the superintendent of schools, and I said, did you realize that what's going on in your library? And she went and looked, and then I had one of the Republican women that called me back that I was actually, I guess, speaking for, I guess. And she said, thank you so much. You are an angel. They pulled all those books this morning. Why somebody has to tell them to pull those books? They should never be approved to be in the library in the first place. But they
want to
pull Green Eggs and Ham.
That's right. Somebody should read them before they put them on the shelf.
Exactly. So there are books in the library that we need to be pull off the shelf, but then there's others that have no problems that don't need to be pulled. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're right about that. But I'll tell you what. You know, I have some of my books in different libraries. Some of my books is in the Columbus, Georgia library. But, you know, that's a good thing for you now that you're switching over next year to all children publications. You know, you are
they're already
some
there.
Of your books
they're already
different
in the library.
And stuff.
Yeah, our children's books are already in the library, Miss Terry.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, because
yeah,
that's
they're already there.
For them to read something that's healthy.
Right. And then, and another thing is that the authors that published their books with me, the children's books, and that's was one of the reasons why I wanted to do this transition is because the books are all positive. They're all about self-esteem. Like we have books like I Am Beautiful, I Love You, you know, She's Not So Different, Standing from Another Planet. They're all positive books, and that's the reason why I said, well, that's what we need to do. We need to put positive things out there for those kids to read so they can see that they are beautiful, that they do mean something. And so that's why we're doing that. It's just concentrating on children's books. Let's go ahead and give the children, feed them some stuff, feed them some food that would encourage them and build their self-esteem.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. Well, Ms. Pierce, I'm going to give you this opportunity to tell people about all the stuff you're doing, how to get a hold of you, and how to find the things, the books that you have published through your company, how they can get a hold of it, because we're running out of time. And I know you're appreciating the fact that we run out of time because you got to zip somewhere else. So this is so
Well, you purchase all the books from Unique Euphony Publishing. That is www. My brother told me we don't have to use the www no more. I didn't know that. But
uniqueeuphonypublishing.com.
Yeah, he said you don't have to do that anymore. So it's uniqueeuphonypublishing.com. And so when you go on there, you'll see that we start off with children's books, but we still have in our store all the adult books that we have done. And they'll be there for a while before they actually started phasing out. And how we're going to phase that out is that we're starting everybody with their own publishing, with their own websites, okay? So we're putting them in business. So that's what we're doing now with the adults. And right now we're just concentrating on the children's books. And also you can go to Amazon.com. There's a whole lot of other stores and stuff that carry our books, and I couldn't begin to tell you right now because I don't have it in front of us. But they even overseas most of our books, especially mine. And I'm a five-time children's writer, and I'm writing on my sixth and seventh children's book now. So, yeah, that's about it. My number is 706-53197. We are getting ready to go on a girls tour, and every tour that we go on, we're going to be having book sales everywhere we go. We're going to be selling our children books, so the children's authors are going to be making some money.
Amen. That's good. That's wonderful. I appreciate you, Barbara. I mean, I thank you because you spent the time with us, and if anybody knew this woman, they know, man, She got so many hats that she's wearing, it's touching the ceiling. So, you know, for her to give you some time, you ought to feel blessed. And I do feel blessed.
Miss Terry,
I wanted
to tell you before you get off this, Terry, you remember Voices back in 2010?
I sure do. Uh-huh.
But your daughter was in it. Yeah, your daughter was in it. Well, guess what? These kids, that's the name of their production this year that they're traveling. It's called Voices, the Next Generation.
Okay, wow. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, because all my poems you put in that play, that, of the
that's
play
right.
Voices about drugs and stuff.
That's
like,
right.
Okay.
So that's
I like
what they're
it.
Doing
I love
creative
you,
writing. They're actually
you know,
writing their own poetry.
Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing because we need more women
yes.
who
keep
are dedicated to helping the youth of today grow up and to be responsible adults and just do our part. Everybody out there listening, you know, share some love, share some wisdom. Help out these kids behind us because some of them don't have mentors or have parents that don't care. But if you see something and you need to help somebody, just do it. Be kind. Be helpful.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for this platform. And
You're welcome.
I know I always come on with something different, but this is one of my favorites.
Yes.
These children are my favorite.
Well, you know you family, darling. Anytime you got something
yes,
new,
you are.
Just give me a holler and you can come on back.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed weekend, you and Chris, and y'all
you
take care now.
You
okay,
take care.
Thank
you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.